And are there different names for the male and the female amoeba?
No, just cat. If it's say 100 pounds, I'll still call it a cat.
Well, what about horses? Are there different names for the male and the female horse?
It's kind of that rip talk, but and the horses, they call the horses the mares, and the heelers, they call them the stallions, studs, you know. That is, in the horses, and then in the mules, they what they call jennies and jack. It's a different definition in horses and mules, you know. There's a jenny mule that raises a mule colt. And the horse and the stud that raises a horse colt.
And what about a male horse that's been fixed? Is there a term for that?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. They have that is in Kentucky and places like that. Race horses, I call them. They call those I've seen it in papers and things of that kind, but they call them something else after they, like you say, have been fixed, and they train them, of course, then for racing. You know how racetracks are. That's the way things like that come out through the papers, you know.
Is there a special name for a hog that's been castrated?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is he called?
Barrow.
A barrow? And is there a term for that operation?
Castration.
Well, now, are any other animals ever castrated?
Not that I know, they call it that with livestock, that is mules and horses and stuff like that. I don't know if they call it that. They might call it something else, but I've never heard what they did call it. They heard the definition. I haven't heard that mentioned, because so seldom now livestock, hogs and cows, we have that in this country, but as far as horses and mules and stuff like that, they don't have too much of that around here. Very little. You never hear of it, you know. Maybe somebody's got a daughter or a son or something that wants a horse or something like that. They'll go to Forsyth, North Georgia somewhere, and buy them a coach, you know, or a horse or something, a child ride, or a little Shetland pony. They go way off and get it. Well, it's maybe already done fixed, you know. But as far as raising them, nobody raises them around here that I know of.
Well, now, what about, some different farm implements that you use when you're getting the ground ready to put to plant? What do you use to break up the ground?
Well, nowadays, people use more or less tractors, you know. They first have the harrows they cut the land with, then they have the rotary cutters they cut the stalks on the land with. That comes from a tractor, you know. It's all geared up where it turns, freely turns and everything through the mechanism of the tractor, you know. And they first cut those stalks down, and then they turn and cut the land up with harrows. And then they turn and they break it. They have these break plows, you know.
Now, what do they look like?
Well, they're, of course, our son-in-law has a bunch of them all out yonder, but